episode 578. I'm too bloated, I could just die.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day, sweet ladies. How are you doing? How's your week going? I pray you are having a marvelous week. I'm enjoying mine. I'm enjoying some well-deserved time with my family, vacationing, and just kind of laying back, but I can't unplug from you all. So we're power packing our Wednesday full of being bloated. Just the topic we want to talk about, right? But it is a real raw topic that women deal with. I'm too bloated, I could just die. We feel that way, whether it's once a month, twice a month, or maybe even every single day of our life. And so I really want you to pay close attention. And if you have any further questions, send me an email. You know, I'm here to help you. And again, I can't help you if you don't reach out to me. I try to read your mind from afar, but I know I don't get everybody's question answered. So when you send that in, I can make sure I get you taken care of. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. If you haven't already had the opportunity, head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more about what we do here within our daily broadcast, how you can work with me, and also you can sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions. Woo, we have got to jump in because talk about Power Pack Wednesday. I'm too bloated, I could just die. Have you ever tried to escape that feeling? That feeling of, oh, I ate too much, or I can't believe I ate the whole thing. Whether it's that time of the month or any time during the day, being bloated makes you and everyone else around you uncomfortable. It does. You aren't feeling so good. In fact, maybe you feel fat, unattractive, insecure, just plain blah. Nothing fits. Your jeans are tighter. You're like, gosh, did I gain 5 pounds? You feel like you did. You're tired. You're even crabby. So what can you do about this problem of being bloated? Well, think about this. Being bloated is a sense of inflammation within your body. Being bloated is your body reacting to your lifestyle. It's the red flag that's flown at the beach. If you've ever been to the beach, an area, and you know, there's something that they want you concerned about, that red flag is flying high. Most of the time, that means you're not in the water. Well, with being bloated, that's our body saying something's wrong, red flag high, what are you doing to me? Because that's the only way it can scream out to us. If only our body could talk. Well, it does. It just talks in a different language. And it talks through inflammation. But honestly, most of us ignore it. We would rather carry on how we are comfortable doing life than make the changes to necessitate goodness from the inside out. Do you really want to work hard at getting rid of being bloated and feeling yucky? Well, this chat is probably going to make you feel a little uncomfortable. It's a weird topic to talk about, but we talk about everything here. And here at Create Your Now, it's about creating your now, becoming your best selfie. And when you feel blah, you feel yucky, how can you be your best selfie? You can't. How can you serve those that you love the most? You can't. So this episode here is not to make you feel guilty, but instead, it's to help you. So if you're saying, I'm too bloated, I could just die, then you need to listen carefully. And maybe you even need to share it with a girlfriend or two or three, pass it around the family. This is a tough topic to talk about. Even when you go to see your physician, do you sit there and say, well, you know what, doc? I've been having this bloated feeling, and it's been going on for months now. What is it? We don't want to talk about it. Yes, this is an uncomfortable subject to talk about, but it's something we need to talk about. When we say we're bloated, it's actually our body that's inflamed. It's this inflammation. It's the reaction, the chemical reaction to whatever we're doing with our life. It could be a chemical reaction, what, to the food we eat. We've talked about having a cupcake versus an apple. Your body does not know you just put in an apple because it's a chemical reaction. You see goodness, but it sees sugar. And it says, oop, I got to do it this way. Here we go. I'm going to deliver the sugar and the carbs this way. And oh, I'm going to, you know, extract it. And it's going to go to the fat cells. And here we go. But a cupcake, same thing, comes in. We would hope it would be different, but it's not different. So you could be eating very clean and very healthy and still be bloated. Yes, you have inflammation. You're like, how can this be? I'm so good. I eat my greens. I eat my fruits and my, you know, my proteins. I get good fats. Christiane, there's no way that any of that, my lifestyle, cannot be causing me to be bloated. There's no way. But you still are. So there is a way. There's something that's not quite right with your body, the red flag. And when this red flag is going off, you need to pay attention to it. What causes inflammation? Well, let's go over about six areas here that can cause inflammation. The number one, in my opinion, is a poor diet. It is a poor diet, and it's one we all can fall into. Did you know your children can have inflammation? It's not just about being a woman. It's about being a human being. So you may be listening to this and say, oh, well, I kind of got my diet down, but my son, man, he eats things and something happens. A poor diet. High sugar, refined carbs, processed food, low fiber. That's just to name a few things. And did you even know that you could eat something like a vegetable like broccoli and it can actually cause inflammation? Not to everybody, but you could have that within your body. So a poor diet is something that one has to look at and consider. And unfortunately, most of us around the world have a poor diet. That's one thing that causes inflammation. Number two, a sedentary lifestyle. You're not moving. No intentional movement. We sit way too much and way too long anymore. I'm on vacation, and what am I doing? Sitting. And so when I'm laying at the beach, after I'm done in the water, I come back, and before I sit down to like park myself down and enjoy the rays of the sun and get some good deserved vitamin D, I actually do some push-ups. I know. Ask my children. I'm doing scissors sitting poolside, working on my abs. Why? To not feel guilty about not moving as much. Because I'm on vacation. I am working out a little bit, but not what I normally do because it's my time off. This is my break. But I still need to have intentional movement. So I may not be running all the time, but I may go for a walk with my daughter on the beach or my husband. I may do those scissors or I'll do push-ups. So to get rid of that sedentary lifestyle, you got to move more, right? So that's a cause of inflammation, a sedentary lifestyle. Number three, stress. Who's not under stress? Whether it's the children, whether it's the husband, it could be your business. It could be even your spiritual life. Maybe you feel strung out and you've gotten away from God. Stress is there. That is a huge cause of inflammation. Number four, food sensitivities. Now, I want to stress to you, using the word stress here, not as in to cause stress, but to emphasize to you, food sensitivities. There is a difference, in my opinion, of food allergies versus food sensitivities. You may not have an allergic reaction to a food, meaning causing you greater harm than good. You may be having a food sensitivity. For example, broccoli. Broccoli may not be a bad food to you, but when you ingest it and it goes down and it gets into the gut, the digestive system begins to work and break it down and serve it and take it to where it needs to be, the nutrients, etc. You still could have bloating from it. It can actually cause inflammation. Broccoli, and it's a green superfood. It's awesome. But maybe for your body type, broccoli isn't good. So I want to make sure you understand this number four, food sensitivities. You may actually have a food allergy, but this is what we call sensitivity, where you can ingest it. It's not going to cause great harm, but you still can get inflammation from it. You can get that from good food or bad food. So understand that. Some of the food sensitivities come from gluten, dairy, nuts. Those are just to name a few of them. Number five, hidden infections like gum disease. You could have a yeast infection. These are things that you may not know you have immediately, but you are going to show some physical decline. And so it's not something that you're like guessing and you have to play this game. You're like feeling physically sick. There's something. You may be running a temperature. Where these other areas, a poor diet, a sedentary lifestyle, stress and food sensitivities may not cause you to have a physical decline where it's showing you like a raise of temperature, you're vomiting, where you have other symptoms, okay? So these two areas here on number five, hidden infections, if you are sick, you need to go visit your medical provider. Go see your doctor. Let them run some tests. If you do this over a period of time and you're having these same symptoms, begin to keep a journal to figure out what it is that's setting you off. But it could be something that's hidden that you're not thinking about. And the only way you can find that out is by going to your medical provider. And finally, number six, toxins. Toxins, we're talking about mercury, pesticides, for some people even lead poisoning. So you have to be careful about that. Again, with the hidden infections and the toxins, you're going to show a physical decline. You're going to have a reaction, and it's not just going to be this little thing of, I'm bloated. It's going to be something more. You're vomiting. You have increased temperature. Maybe your stomach is not that you're just bloated, but you're having cramping. And it feels like the only way you get relief is you're in the fetal position. If this prolongs over a certain period of time, and you only know your body best, understand that. And I am not here giving you medical advice, but you need to seek medical advice if you're having these issues. That is not normal. You know your body. Go get it taken care of. So on five and six, hidden infection, the toxins, those are obviously things that do cause inflammation. Some people find it in their work. Maybe they're around certain areas, chemicals, okay? A chemical is a toxin. If you're ingesting that by just breathing it in, it can be affecting your body, causing inflammation. You know, there are other things too that can be out there. Detergent, certain types of detergents. Now, that one's kind of hard because a detergent wouldn't necessarily fall under a toxin, but it would fall under the food sensitivities. It's not a food, but it's a sensitivity. There's just a lot that you have to consider, and it all comes down to your lifestyle. Being bloated is your body reacting to your lifestyle. So if you're saying, I'm too bloated, I could just die, then maybe you need to be looking at what you're doing in your lifestyle. And guess what? We don't want to do that, do we? We don't. I understand that because it takes work. And honestly, you have enough work to do on your plate. But if you don't take care of your body, who will? This is all about the self-care, the self-love. You see, I fell into that. I was eating a poor diet, and I was enjoying every minute of it. Little did I know how bad it was really affecting my body. And not only just my body, but my emotional health, my physical health, my mental health, everything. Everything was being affected by my relationships, the whole ball of wax. All from just being inflamed. Who would have thought? But inflammation is something that women deal with more. And I think we just try to brush it under the carpet. We don't want to talk about it. So I want you to think about where you are right now in your lifestyle. How often do you feel bloated? How often do you feel uncomfortable within your own skin? Your own clothes. You look at yourself and it's not like, I don't like those thighs. It's, oh my gosh. I mean, my stomach, it just looks like I mean, it's out another 2 inches. Why? What is happening? And then maybe at other times it's not that way. Something is happening within your lifestyle and it is worth your effort to figure out what it is. You need to understand what causes inflammation. Because you see, it's critical to preventing disease long-term. Heart disease, aging, obesity, cancer, diabetes, dementia. Inflammation is a critical factor, and you need to find out what it is within your body. And there's hope. You can do it. It may take some time to try to figure it out. You may not like the results that you get. Like for me, sugar. Sugar, oh, sugar and sugar. Even my children know and understand how sugar affects me. I cannot have a lot of it. It does my body so not good. and I've got to run the other direction from it. Now, do I stay away from sugar all the time? Oh, no. I'm on vacation, actually, right? So I'm enjoying a little sweet treat here and there, but I'm not eating it at every single meal. I can't do that because then it's going to cause me craziness on the inside out. And my body begins to be at war and at battle. But it took multiple red flags in my life to figure this out. I don't want that for you. I want you to begin to understand your body and how to read it. And this, I'm too bloated, I could just die, is one thing you need to pay attention to. Wouldn't it be nice to think you could get into your clothes and not feel like you gain weight every other day because of what you've eaten, a food sensitivity, or maybe you're not moving, or you have too much high stress in your life? You matter. You are worth it every second. So take time and figure it out. So with that, I want to leave you with the kiss, the keep it simple strategy. Yes, change your lifestyle. That's it. It's change your lifestyle. And I know that's not the answer that you want to hear because you're like, oh, I would just rather keep eating all my good, yummy foods and it would be fantastic. I wouldn't have to worry anymore. Well, you may not have to worry now. You can keep and choose to live the lifestyle that you are. But if you are constantly inflamed, if your body is always at battle with itself, it's having these horrible chemical reactions, it's aging you faster. It's harming you from the inside out. Is that really what you want? I don't think so. Or you wouldn't be here now because you want to be your best selfie. So let's break it down. Change your lifestyle. Number one, unprocess your diet. Unprocess your diet. I know. You like those easy foods. Bring on that spaghetti. Bring on those crackers. Bring on that bread. I like my white flour and then some. You've got to stay away from unprocessed foods. Eat real food. Stay away from artificial sweeteners. They don't help you at all. And yes, is it going to be a taste bud turnaround time where you have to slowly understand that, oh, you know, my taste buds are going to change here a little bit. Yes, they are, because you're eating differently. And guess what? That's awesome. You may not feel awesome immediately when you're doing it because you're going through a little bit of a withdrawal of saying, oh my gosh, I'm not having my sugar, but it's going to pass. Give yourself 72 hours. That's 3 days. Are you worth 72 hours? Sure you are. So unprocess your diet. And if you're like, well, I don't know that I can do it, then begin to reduce sugar slowly. That's one way to start with unprocessing your diet. Another way is what? Add in more greens. And when I say greens, I mean literally green vegetables and fruits. And preferably vegetables. We don't eat enough greens. Anything green that you see, learn to eat it. Cucumber, celery, broccoli, kale, lettuce, romaine lettuce. There's so many different lettuces out there. Spinach. Oh, spinach is wonderful. And if you're like, I can't eat spinach, it makes me gag, put it in a shake. Make yourself a smoothie with not a lot of sugar and enjoy that. You won't even taste the smoothie. It will turn green though. Okay, it will. When you put spinach in a smoothie, it'll turn green. It just does. It's the wonderful color of the spinach. And you want that in your body. It's really good. Okay, so number two, in order to change your lifestyle, guess what? What if you're not moving much? Get to moving more. Intentional movement. You got to add that in. Just walk. I'm not telling you to run 3 miles a day. That's not it. Move more. Park further away when you go grocery shopping, when you go to the mall to go shopping. Park as far away as you can and walk in. Okay? Now, don't go shopping on the days that it's storming because then you're going to want to park as close as you can. Defeats the purpose. So if you're going to the gym and that's where you go to work out, well, then park far away so you get more walking time. It cracks me up when I see people trying to park at the very front stalls of a gym. I'm like, you're here to work out and you don't want to park the furthest away to walk in. It doesn't make sense to me. Intentional movement. Number three, stress. Oh my goodness. We all have stress. And we stress out about everything. We stress out about an argument or disagreement with our husband. We stress out about what the kids are going to do this year for school and enrolling them. And, oh, wait, did we miss the football sign up or did we get it? Oh, wait, there's soccer too. We're stressing about everything. We even stress about what to fix for dinner. You got to breathe. If you haven't listened to episode 577, Just Breathe, go back there. Towards the very end of it, it talks about a breathing exercise. I walk you through it. And it's about breathing not from your chest, but from your abdomen. Keeping your abdominals open. Allowing yourself to expand. That is natural breathing. This chest breathing stuff to make us think that we're skinny because we're sucking it in. That's not good. That's not how we were designed to breathe. So you need to make sure you're breathing appropriately. Also, another way to help your stress is meditation. You can use the breathing technique as a meditation. Now, for me personally, I do all of my stuff in the morning on my regular routine, and I like to get up, and that's when I have my meditation. I have my talk with God, and I work and sweat it out, and that's my time. That's me time. And that's when I do it all. It all comes right there. Because if I don't get it in, then everything else in life throughout the day gets in my way, and I can't get done what I need to do for me. So I start myself off with me. That's how I do it. And so I have my worship time, my meditation time, my devotion time. That all happens in the morning. So depending upon how it works with your schedule, work in that time of meditation. And it maybe it's just quietness. Maybe for you, you love to write. Maybe you love to draw. Use your art therapy. Get yourself a blank journal. Guess what? It's back to school time. That's the best time to go buy paper and school supplies. Go buy yourself some very inexpensive pencils, colored pencils, and get your art journal. One that's just a spiral, you know, totally blank paper, and just draw for 5 to 10 minutes every single day. You will be amazed how that affects you emotionally and psychologically. Seriously. That's one way to deal with stress. Number four, food sensitivities. This is where we've talked about it before in how we figure out what isn't working for our body. You need to eliminate first, starting with number one, where we were talking about unprocess your diet. Okay, unprocess your diet. Then when you're getting down to number four with food sensitivities, then you can begin to take out things that you think are a problem. Or you can strip everything out and then add it back in after a week, because that's allowing your body to totally detox itself naturally. And then you can add in foods and see, oh, wait, oh, man, I gained 5 pounds. Those jeans don't fit that food. I must have a sensitivity to it. Some people can have sensitivities to gluten, but they can still have it. It's not an allergy. They don't have celiac disease, but they can have a food sensitivity to it, just like dairy or cheese. Cheese is part of dairy. You could have cheese. And for some reason, cheese affects you more than it does having a glass of milk. It's how your body processes it. It's a chemical reaction. So you have to figure out what works for your body. So on the food sensitivities, begin to pull out all the yucky stuff that's what? Not real. In its realest natural state, that's what you want to pull out. So that can be like your soy, your dairy, your eggs, your sugar, especially your sugar. I cannot stress enough the sugar. Those are your four ways to change your lifestyle. Now, this just brushes the beginning of what really needs to happen. But if you start here, figure out one area. Gosh, what is it? Maybe I'm eating really a crappy diet. I need to change my diet. Then start there. Don't sit here and try to do all four things. No, 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 no. You will be saying, I'm too bloated. I could just die. And you will give up. I don't want you stuck in the bloatedness. I don't want you inflamed. I want you to be a woman of impact, on fire, ignited to change the world. So take time to change your lifestyle and become your best selfie. Pick one. Start with one. One step leads to miles of greatness. I want to leave you with a story. My daughter and I were talking because we're on vacation. So we're having lots more conversations than what we normally do. And she's done with summer school and it's wonderful. So we're having this conversation and I said, oh, honey, I'm going to be recording on being bloated. She goes, oh, Mom, I hate being bloated. I said, I know, dear. It's a pain, isn't it? She goes, yeah. She goes, man, I was bloated all the time. And she goes, for me, it wasn't necessarily during that time of the month, but she goes, it was all every other time. She goes, you know what I did differently? And I said, no, what did you do differently? She said, I changed my diet. She goes, yeah, I changed my diet. I changed what I was eating. She goes, I'm not eating as much sugar anymore. Actually, I'm not eating junk food, Mom. I used to eat nothing but junk food because it was easy. It was fast. She goes, now I'm not snacking as much. I eat on a regular schedule. I eat what's good for me. I eat real foods. She goes, nope, I still have my cookies once in a while, but I'm not eating them all the time. And she goes, now I'm not even having to work out as much. She goes, and my body, I just feel good. I put on my clothes and they fit right every single day. Now, this is my junior in college who's beginning to understand how her body's working. That absolutely thrills me. Why? Because she's learning it now when she's young and not having to wait till she gets old, like me, and going, oh my gosh, I feel like, you know what? And I'm too bloated, I could just die. She doesn't want that. And she's like, I know, Mom, how my body works. And I'm learning what things I can put in my body and how it reacts to me personally. And I said, you are spot on. You are changing your lifestyle. She goes, yep, I am. And so if you are sitting here going, I'm too bloated, I could just die, and you want help, you don't know where to even begin because it's just, you feel like you're a mess. You're like all six of these. Christiane, I'm all six of these causes of inflammation. I got a poor diet, a sedentary lifestyle. I'm overly stressed. The kids are driving me crazy. I'm sure I have food sensitivities, but I don't even know where to begin. These hidden infections, well, I don't think I have them, but I don't know if I think about it. And the toxins, well, I don't eat all organic food, so I probably have been ingesting some. Or I live on a farm and they spray overhead. You want help. I'm here. Let's do a health strategy session together. Let's work it out. It's free. It's 20 minutes for you and I to come together and work specifically on you to figure out what works for your body and where you can start. Come on over, click on the link in the show notes, or you can head on over to createyournow.com and let's set up a health strategy session. I'm here for you because you know what? The last thing I want to hear from you is, I'm too bloated, I could just die. Instead, I want you to be a woman of impact. Go out and create your now. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.